passive income, you know, I think gives people kind of the wrong expectation sometimes, where it's like, oh, I just turn on a button and just money flows to me, right?
Yes.
But we kind of shifted our language to say, which of these opportunities has the most leverage?
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
If you've been listening to this show for a while, you know that the ultimate currency that I value is time. Like when I think about what I want for my life, it's for me to afford to be present with my husband and daughters to experience the fullness of what this life has to offer. I want my business to work for me and not to work for my business. Today, I'm going to introduce you to a family that values time freedom just as much as I do. Now, they have found a way to step away from the traditional 9-to-5 and the weekend work and drive passive income every month. The story around this is so relatable and so inspiring. And the cool thing is that they want to help you do the same. Chelsea and Steven Diaz, aka the Rainmaker family's mission, is to help moms turn their dreams of financial freedom into a tangible reality. They educate us on how to get started in the e-commerce space, like how to create your own brand and manufacture products and then leverage one of the number one largest opportunities to sell products online, which is Amazon. Chelsea and Steven help Rainmaker families scale their businesses without scaling the amount of time they're spending away from their family. And I'm so excited for you to feel encouraged and empowered to consider doing the same after listening to today's conversation. If you want to learn more about working with Chelsea and Steven, visit jennakutcher.com/rainmakerfamily, all one word, to learn more about their Rainmaker Mastermind, which we're going to talk about in today's episode. Again, that's jennakutcher.com/rainmakerfamily, which will also be linked in the episode description and show notes for you in order to learn how to start making it rain for your own family. Now, I know you can't wait to dive on in. So Chelsea and Steven, welcome to the Gold Digger Podcast. 2023 was the year of AI. It's all anyone has been talking about. Every business pro with a newsfeed has heard it's time-saving and game-changing. But how can it actually help you brainstorm ideas, create lead-driving content, and tackle your to-do list? Meet HubSpot's new AI-powered Campaign Assistant, a totally free AI tool tailor-made for marketers and business builders who spend hours each day on content creation. Campaign Assistant is a game-changer for creating marketing campaigns at scale. It quickly turns your key selling points into cohesive pitches, which helps you deliver knockout emails, ads, and landing pages in just minutes. And you can start seeing the benefits fast. Just choose your content type, input a few key points, pick a tone like friendly or witty, and let the AI robots handle the rest. You can copy and paste the content to whatever channel you'd like, or even convert it directly into publishable campaigns without leaving your HubSpot interface. So work smarter, not harder. Head to HubSpot.com/campaign-assistant to test drive Campaign Assistant for free. That's HubSpot.com/campaign-assistant. I am so excited to invite this amazing couple onto my podcast. You know, there are a few of my friends in my life who I take every recommendation they give me. And one of my friends, Pete, was like, you have to meet these two. They are amazing. You're going to fall in love with them. And Pete's always right, let's be honest. And so Chelsea and Steven, welcome to the Gold Digger Podcast.
Thank you so much, Jenna, for having us. Yes, Pete is amazing, but what an honor to be here.
So one thing that is so interesting to me and one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on is I feel like in this digital space, two of the words that we keep hearing over and over and over again are passive income. Passive income. It used to feel like a dream, right? Like someday maybe we'll figure this out. And I feel like you two are at the forefront of making this a reality. So where did this come from? Like, where did this passion come from? How did this all get started?
I love that question. And Jenna, it really came from this tiny one bedroom, one bathroom, little house that Stephen and I lived in when we were newly married. And it had this upstairs loft that Stephen had to duck in to actually work in. And up in that loft was our very first office as a newlywed couple. And we were actually in the wedding industry, just like you, in the wedding industry. And I remember one year we had shot 43 weddings. I think we had done 8 different weddings in June, traveling all over, busy, busy schedule. But at the end of the year, I just remember feeling like we were near burnt out. Our friends stopped calling us. We were overworked, overextended, all of the things. And I just remember like dreaming about like, what would this look like to actually start a family? And the lifestyle that we are currently living, it would not be sustainable to start a family at all. And so it was really in those years that we just started what we call like the spaghetti years. We tried so many different things to see if it would stick and it would make sense for us because we needed other income. We needed other streams.
Yeah. And I feel like passive income is one of these kind of mythical beasts of the internet, like a unicorn. And we definitely were kind of just chasing it for a lot of years. And honestly, I think we made a lot of mistakes. So we could talk definitely about that because we ended up just getting into more and more things. And I think honestly, me, Jenna, I kind of prided myself in it. I was like, I'm a serial entrepreneur. Yes. Like I got 7 businesses, right? And I just like did it all, right? And so, but when we looked at the bottom line at the end of the year and we looked at our stress levels and all those things, we were just overextending ourselves and adding more things to our plate that took more time. Yes. So we really had this like kind of check in our heart. We're actually reading this book. It talked about a vine. It was just talking about agriculture. It was so random, but it talked about this vine and how when a vine is overextended, it'll just grow sticks. Like it won't grow any fruit. It'll just grow and the nutrients don't make it that far. It just grows sticks. And when we read that, we were reading this book together, it just hit us. It was just one of those lines. I was like, we are growing sticks in this season. And we are doing all the things, but all of our nutrients are depleted and there's no more fruit. And so for anyone listening to this, if you're in that season, I feel you. I feel you. And the trick, what you do with the vine is you got to cut back to the fruit. You have to cut back to the fruit. And so that's what we did. We looked at all the 7-8 businesses we had going on. We're like, where's the fruit? And the wedding business had some fruit. Okay. So we kept the wedding business going. But we also had this like side hustle of selling wooden toys off of Instagram. It was very random, but it felt like there was some fruit there. And that's really what led us to Amazon because we were really looking for, I think the big thing we were looking for in that season, and I have a word for it now, is leverage. Mm-hmm. I think passive income is one of those things that, you know, I think gives people kind of the wrong expectation sometimes. Where it's like, oh, I just turn on a button and just money flows to me, right?
Yes.
But we kind of shifted our language to say, which of these opportunities has the most leverage, right? Which one of these can we put in an hour? And it's like putting in 100 hours. And that was the big breakthrough for us, even in just our mindset, that started us going down the right pathway. Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, the big aha moment, because I was, you know, running a lot of the wedding business and Stephen would be like tinkering at night, starting. I'd heard about Amazon. I had a lot of misconceptions about what it was and certain businesses. And I'll never forget, Jenna, we were at a wedding and it was, you know, super hot outside. And we do as any wedding professional would do during dinner time. You grab your plate and you rush to any corner where there are no guests watching you. And you just start like stuffing your face with all the mashed potatoes and the tri-tip you're giving because you're so hungry at that point. And I just remember looking over at Stephen. He was like, let's just check like our Amazon app. Let's just see like how much money we made today. And we would do that from time to time. And we sat down. And we looked at each other and we pulled up the app and I remember looking at it and I was in shock because we had made more money in our Amazon business that day than we did shooting the wedding. Yeah. And it was like the weight that I had felt every single season that I think so many people experience, that heaviness of how am I going to bring enough income for a family? How would we ever put kids in the mix with all this travel? And it was like the weight had been finally lifted. And for me in that moment was like the aha of like, this works. And it's the leverage in our life that we had been looking for.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That is There's so many things I want to like dive into on this. First off, for anyone that's listening to this podcast that's in a service-based business, you can fully resonate to this idea of like the only way to earn more is to work more, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can raise your rates, you can do all these different things, but really at the end of the day, you have to trade your time to make money. And that can feel really exciting in the beginning, right? We'll never forget the first time somebody paid us and we were like, oh my gosh, I get to spend time. Yeah. But at some point, the scale is going to tip and time is going to become your currency and you are going to do anything to get back your time. And I think that that's a really powerful thing that so many entrepreneurs experience, because in the beginning, we're so willing to trade any amount of time to earn money. But when that scale tips and you start looking at what is this going to look like for life, or, you know, I have a different vision for my future, but like this does not fit anymore. You hit that different point where now we want leverage. Okay. So talk to me about wooden blocks and Amazon and like, what did this become? Because I admittedly do not know a lot about Amazon. My brother owns a company where he works with Amazon and Amazon sellers. I should know so much more than I do. I don't school me.
Well, how we first got into it was really the concept of leveling up, right? We heard this guy at a conference, Myron Golden, talking about the four levels of value and how level one, like you talk about, is you are the person doing the thing. Like if you're in a job where you do something with your hands, like your income is limited because like you only have so much time, right? And so you can only put so much value into the world. And so he really encouraged like us to look at the things we had going on and go, how can you level up, right? How can you be the person who manages the people who do the thing? And so at the time, we were selling these little wooden toys on Instagram. And we were, you know, doing the wedding thing during the day and then packing and shipping those at night, like printing the labels, packing them, shipping them out. And it, again, was exciting at first. But when we heard about this program Amazon has called FBA, which stands for Fulfilled by Amazon, it was like, whoa, like you could partner with this billion-dollar company and they could do all the grunt work for you. Mm-hmm. All you gotta do is ship your products to them and they'll ship it out. But I feel like I gotta back up, because there's a lot of people probably hearing this that are like, wait, like I don't have a product. This isn't for me. Yeah. Like I'm not a physical product person. And how we really got into it was we were, again, in the wedding world. We started shooting Kickstarter videos, you know, Kickstarter.com, it's like crowdfunding. We started shooting Kickstarter videos and people would have these products. And it was just like, how do people make products? And I feel like I had this, like, I don't know. I had this big, thought in my head about like, I have to fly to China and I have to get a prototype and I have to work with, it just like felt really complicated, patents and all the things. And so 1 year, it was just on our goal list. Yeah. So it was kind of like you make your goals for the year. We had been doing these Kickstarter projects, making videos for people, seeing them make millions of dollars on these products. And we're like, let's figure out the product thing. Yeah. So this is before the wooden toy thing. We just went down that rabbit hole 1 year and we're just like, we're going to figure this out. How do you make a product? It was a lot easier than we thought. It was still scary, but that's where our first product was born. And it was like this Japanese skill toy. It was it's called a kendama. And we're not the inventors of the kendama. We just made another kendama that was on the market. And when we put it on Amazon, FBA, we shipped a bunch to Amazon. Just, I feel like miraculously, it was fidget spinner era. Do you remember fidget spinner?
Yes. Oh, I have ADHD. Yes, I remember fidget spinner.
I still have some hiding around the house somewhere.
Yes.
So our toy was like not a fidget spinner, but it was like enough fidgety that we started to use some of those keywords. And we just picked up on that traffic. And I mean, that thing was selling $600 a day. So we really, I feel like miraculously fell into figuring it out. And then we had to reverse engineer, like, how did that actually work? Yeah. And so then we started launching products and actually figuring out like, okay, how do we actually leverage the system of Amazon? And that's what we'll be going into today.
That's amazing. So one of the things that you teach about is your 3T framework. What is that? And how does that kind of give us more clarity in this space?
Yeah. 3T framework. Okay. So leverage, okay, is a concept, but there are forms of leverage, right? There's time leverage, there's relationship leverage, right? There's so many forms of leverage. A lot of people think, I think, financial leverage.
Yeah.
But the 3T framework really comes down to, I think this, honestly, Jenna, for your people, can be a compass for them on what types of opportunities they're looking at. Because I think as entrepreneurs and very much like ADHD, like squirrel mode, we want to do all the things and like there's a lot of shiny objects. Yes. And like, I'll be honest, there's a lot of ways to make money online. Like, there is no like shortage of opportunity, you know? And so this framework is kind of what we developed when we were early in the days of Amazon and even just like business ownership to like filter things through. So I'll go through them real quick. The 3T framework we teach is, the first T is tech leverage. And tech leverage is really about partnering with tech that's already out there. I mean, we use this in our business all the time. Instagram, podcasting, all this is tech leverage that we didn't have years before. And so when we started diving into Amazon, we were like, okay, Amazon has 1,000+ warehouses all over the world, right? They have 200 million Prime subscribers, okay? 200 million Prime subscribers, people that pay to be customers of Amazon. And so like those customers are going to Amazon wanting products, but where do the products come from? Like, like it's supply and demand, right? We got this, all this demand, we only have 1,000 warehouses. Where do the products in those Amazon warehouses come from? And when we were digging into this, we thought at the beginning, we were just like, oh, Amazon makes them all. Like, that's just what we thought. When a box comes and has Amazon in it, we just thought Amazon was the one making that product. Yeah. But when we started digging in, we realized that over 60% of the products on Amazon are sold by small business owners. They're actually sold by third-party sellers that can list their products on Amazon. And so what we started doing when we were reverse engineering this thing is like trying to figure out, how can we just connect the dots with the tech? Give ourselves tech leverage. There's manufacturers all over the world that make the products people want on Amazon, but those manufacturers are behind the times with the tech. How do we just connect the manufacturer to Amazon, ship products, and then get paid to be the middle family, right? The person in the middle just connecting the dots. So that is the first T, tech leverage. The second T, time leverage. This is a big one. I feel like, Chalice, like you have really mastered time leverage in our life and like why it's so important, especially as parents.
Yeah, definitely. I think like as parents, you hear the saying, like, you'll never have enough time with your kids, and just like really savor that. And I love that Amazon, like when you put in like an hour of work, it's like it gets multiplied. It's like that leverage, like as parents, as entrepreneurs, like we don't have all this extra time to go and create and do. And I love that Amazon like has these warehouses. They have a proven system so that you can buy back your time. And it's like that key thing, looking for business opportunities with the most leverage that gives you time back with the ones that you love and the things that you care about most.
Yeah. And then the third T, and let us know if you have any questions on each one of these, we can totally dive in.
Yeah.
The third T, I think, is honestly the biggest one. And I honestly think it's the reason most businesses fail, and it's traffic. It's traffic. And so Amazon, you know, has so much traffic. I think people don't realize how big the platform is. I think we know it's big, but like every second there's 18 orders happening on Amazon every single second, you know, and that's actually old data. So it's probably more now, but Amazon has such big traffic, like over 50% of all online e-commerce sales happen on Amazon. You know, a lot of people think Etsy and these other platforms, but it's just like Amazon is the giant river on the internet of e-commerce. And I think what really like kind of opened our eyes to this is there's software that actually can show you, just like you would on Google or Pinterest, like dig into the kind of the data. And we started digging the data, like, why did our toy sell because fidget spinners were going crazy, right? Because of the traffic that was coming to Amazon, people searching certain keywords. And so I guess to demonstrate this, Jenna, like what I think is fun and what was an aha moment for us was just like looking in Amazon on really niche things. So like, I don't know, what's like something random that you bought off Amazon? Like maybe not.
I'm going to stump you. I think I'm going to stump you with this one. Okay. I just ordered gold earring backs. Like I was looking for, I always lose my earring backs. I wanted some gold earring backs. Gold earring backs. Tell me what that looks like. I feel like that's so niche.
I'm going to Amazon now. We have a software down here, and this is like what we do. This is how we do this process. We actually find the people first. We find the search volume. We find like, where are there a lot of people? Like if Amazon was a giant grocery store, what are the aisles that a lot of people are going down? That there's just not great options on the
show. Are they going down the gold earring back aisle?
Let's find out. Okay. So I searched earring backs here. I'll search gold in a second. But just earring backs has 41,000 people going down the earring back aisle, searching earring backs every single month. 41,000. Okay.
Wow.
The average seller selling earring backs is doing about $15,000 to $25,000 in revenue a month on earring backs. The top seller is doing 91,000.
You guys, listening to, wait, what? Okay, so listening to this, you do not need to invent earring backs. You just need to make a good one and know how to optimize the listing. Wait,
that's
bananas. You guys should be making $25,000 selling earring backs to people like me.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, like, you have no idea who's selling that earring back. It could just be a mom in our program. Like, you'd have no idea. You know, people would click that buy now button, but they don't realize underneath the buy now button, it actually says like sold by blank. And there's a store name and that's a person, you know? And so we do have some qualifiers we would run the product through. I'm not saying everyone go sell earring backs. You want to make sure the margins are good.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. But it just shows you like that's a tiny niche. And that's one keyword. Okay. So when you type in Amazon, what else happens? It's like earring backs gold, earring backs for women, earring backs jewelry, right? It has all those other search terms. Imagine all those added up. There could be hundreds of thousands of people looking for this product every single month. So what we do is we find the search volume. We look for bad products, 3-star, 4-star. We go to manufacturers who make those products. We look at the bad reviews. We improve all the things they don't like.
Yeah.
And we put a way better product on Amazon with better photos and all the things. And then you're in front of hundreds of thousands of people a month for free on this platform called Amazon. Wild.
Stinking way. Okay. So you guys figured all this out. Now you lead people through it. Talk to me a little bit about the types of people you help do this, because I think so many people, Stephen, to your point at the beginning of this episode where you were like, I have all of these blocks around, like, I need to go to China and I need to invent something brand new and it needs to be amazing. And it has, you know, all of these, we are already putting all these steps in front of us that might not even be relevant. So how did you reverse engineered this for yourself over and over and over again and figured this out? Talk to me about how you turn this into like a movement in a community.
Yeah, Stephen is, as you can tell, he like loves to geek out on numbers and the process.
Don't get me going, you know.
Yeah, you go on. And I come in and I like to make things like beautiful and looking into market research. But it really started with Stephen just sharing with friends and family. Like Stephen's mom was one of our very first students. And as we were looking to like grow this, we just looked at who was having the most success. And it really came down to moms in our community. And so now we get to help people every single day coming from all different backgrounds. But just a couple like fun favorite stories of mine is like one of our students, Heather, who came in as a young mom and she honestly had this brand new baby and she was looking to just create extra revenue for her family. And she launched her business and started getting sales, I think hit 6 figures, and then was able to stay completely home with her daughter. And then since doing Amazon for a couple of years, her and her husband were able to buy their dream home, something that they never thought they'd be able to do in such a short amount of time. And then beyond that, in the last couple of years, because of her Amazon business and other revenue streams she's generated, her husband has actually been able to retire or step back significantly from his nursing job. And he even launched his own Amazon business from
the skill. What are they selling? Tell me like what these people are selling.
Yeah. I mean, Heather. Okay. So Heather was an Etsy seller making back to school signs.
Oh, cool.
And so she's making these in her backyard, you know, hammering the wood together, doing the staining the things. But again, you are the person doing the thing. Your income is limited because your time, right? So you got to level up. So she actually came to us and we do something called reverse sourcing, where we take something that you're hand making and we find a manufacturer who can make it the same as you, if not better, in scale, right? And so she got a manufacturer, started making these signs in bulk. And that was one of her first products. So she sells a lot of wood products, kind of home goods. Baby products. Her husband's selling like drinkware, things like that.
Love it.
But yeah, incredible. That's a, I mean, that's like very like common story in our group, right? Mom who's coming in, working mom, or someone who wants to stay home. This doesn't just work for moms, but we just have a huge passion for moms. I think like having kids ourselves and like having that overlap of when we are still in weddings and having to leave for a whole day and seeing my son cry in the driveway with me going away, it was just like, having leverage in your life, there's nothing like it. And I believe like when you can free up a mom with her time and her finances, like we change the world.
Yeah. And I think of, you know, business ownership, entrepreneurship, when you step into something, I think a lot of our moms come in like wanting to financially contribute, but also wanting to have a business that they can own, that they love and that they're proud of. And I remember a story coming in, a mom who she was already a very successful real estate agent. And she came into our program and she just was building this like other muscle that she had never seen before. And she has three beautiful girls and one of her teenage daughters came to her and she said, "Mom, like, I'm proud of you. Like, Mom, I'm proud of you. I've seen this transition since joining Rainmakers." And I think for Stephen and I, it's so much about the transformation of who you become. And we often talk about this bubble over benefit in your life, like financial, like freedom and leverage that we give you in Rainmakers is incredible, but it's about who you become in the process and what money and relieving you of creating and having finances for your family and what that can do. It can free you up to spend more time with your family if that's on your heart, or buy the dream home or go on the vacation. Or like Scarlett, who came in, she was living in another country and she messaged me one day and she said, "You don't know how amazing it is to be able to go to the grocery store and to pick out whatever food I want for my family and to not have to worry about my grocery bill anymore." Mm. Like, that is incredible. And she's even like buying groceries for families in need where she's living. And that's like that bubble over benefit that like leverage income can give you that I think is so powerful.
Looking for a new podcast to add to your business building lineup? I have the perfect recommendation for you. Marketing Made Simple, hosted by Dr. JJ Peterson, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. Marketing Made Simple brings you practical tips to make your marketing easy and, more importantly, make it work. From what you should actually be saying in your nurture emails to how AI can save you time and money to practical tips for turning your website into a sales machine, Dr. JJ Peterson does exactly what he promises each week. He makes marketing simple. Listen to Marketing Made Simple wherever you get your podcasts today. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, so now I want to go make gold earring backs. Does somebody that's listening to this show, so like what level of experience do you to have success in this? Like, is this something where like you already have to have been an entrepreneur, or like where do you begin with this? Because now I'm just like so intrigued and just thinking about all the millions of things I order on Amazon, like to the point where the driver comes and Drew's like, "What'd you get?" And I'm like, "I don't even remember. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine." So where do you have to be like level wise to do this?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we have a step-by-step process that takes people through it because we were totally that beginner.
Yeah.
And Amazon is it's a complex machine, but once you know how it works and you've gone through the process and you have a mentor going through there with you. Like, we've had all ages, we've had all different types of people when it comes to tech experience, when it comes to, I mean, we recently had someone hearing impaired go through our thing and like she was crushing it. And so really, like, I think it's challenged my mindset on who can really do this thing. Like we have Deb. She was, I don't know her age, but she's way up there. Okay. Yeah. And she came into our program and started launching products. And I was just like, oh, like, we'll see how these go, you know, and her products were so amazing. The branding, I was like, who did she have? Like, she just learned, like, we really teach to buy back your time. Right. Yeah. And there's resources out there for Amazon sellers. I mean, you say your brother helps Amazon sellers. It's just like, once you learn to tap the resources and use maybe a sourcing agent to connect you with the manufacturer, there's just tricks that are going to help you compress your time, but also you don't need to be an expert, right? You don't need to pretend to be an expert. And 99% of the people that work with us have no product ideas when they come to work with us. So I think that's a key thing too, because we do have a really specific 11-point checklist. We take all the product ideas through, like we could take gold earrings through it and see a gold earring back, see if it works, you know? And so if it doesn't meet those 11 qualifiers, we don't do it, right? So we want to reduce risk on the front end. So you're never ending up with a bunch of inventory you can't sell.
You know what I want to do? This is so crazy. I want to do this and have my girls each design or like ideate a product and then put all that money away from them for their future. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes.
I love that idea. Yes.
We definitely have seen like mom and daughter combos doing it. And I mean, the kids just pick up, like even just knowing how to create something, how to source something, right? Yeah. We've had kids take that knowledge and go source products and then sell them at school or like, you know, like source graduation lays or something like that and go stand on the side of the street and sell them out during graduation. You know, just that idea of knowing how to like, I know how to make something, get it made. Like that is so powerful.
So if somebody is listening to this and they're very intrigued, just like I am, but they don't have an idea for a product, where do you begin? Like, what does that even look like?
I mean, I think the most common ones we see, and this is how I'd encourage your listeners to think, is like, okay, one, what have you bought on Amazon recently, right? Because that you might have a random idea.
Yep.
Two, what hobbies are you into? Because as much as it'd be fun to like make 90K on gold back earrings, you're just not going to have as much passion there. You know, eventually, you might, like if things get hard, you're like, ah, these are just gold earrings. But if it's something you're into, you know what I mean? Like if Jen, if you had a podcasting kit or something like that, you would be like into it. Right. Yeah. So think about the hobbies you're into. Like I got into mountain biking and then I started buying all the accessories and I started looking at the data. I'm like, okay, let's launch a mountain bike accessory brand. Right. Like, so what's the hobby like thing that you're into that's kind of niche that not really a lot of people do, but the people who are into it are really fanatical. That's the thing, you know, there's categories on Amazon. They're totally oversaturated. You never want to do like cell phone cases or stuff like that. But like those niche hobbies, you think they're small, but like if chicken diapers has 10,000 people a month searching for it, you know, like you can do anything.
It does. It's true.
Can you give me some examples of either some of the products you guys have had success with or in your community, just so that we can show how wide the range really is?
Wow. I mean, there are so many, like you kind of name it. It's probably in there. And of course, we have a lot of moms. So there's just a lot of mom products. Yeah. Like, but like think small and lightweight because Amazon is about fees, right? Yep. Like Amazon can charge you for how big the thing is. So a lot of people will start with smaller things like I'm thinking belly button shapers. OK, I think that was Rebecca that launched that one.
What does that even mean?
Okay. I didn't know this either. But like, you know, sometimes the babies have the belly button that's kind of coming out.
Yeah.
And you can get a little sticker to put on there that will shape it. Right. I was like, I'm not really caring about the belly button, but some people do.
That's great. Right?
So that was a funny one. I was like, man, this thing's just a sticker. You know, and you're selling it for $15 on Amazon. It's a special sticker. But
I think some of my favorites that come to mind are we've had students make different like diaper caddies, like really beautiful. Oh, yeah. Like you would think this product would be like in Target, just the way that it's well made, well designed. That's one of my favorites.
I mean, we just bought a Rainmaker product. It's like an inflatable bounce house.
Yes, that is
for
a
kids.
Good one. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like a mini bounce house.
Love.
So we see like small products, huge products.
Home decor, like fun, different like gadgets and things that you need for your home. Like, I don't know. We've even had someone do like egg cartons or like an egg holder or a butter holder. So just like all different kinds of things.
Yeah. And I think it's powerful too when you have a story behind a product, you know, like you see this on Shark Tank all the time. It's like, gotta have the story, right? Yeah. So think if in your life, is there a story? Is there something? I mean, we've had Rainmakers launch, you know, bereavement gifts because they've been through hard times in their life. And like, hey, this is the thing that someone said to me that really mattered in that season. They make something for Amazon in that niche. And now it's like blessing all these families out there. So it's really the sky's the limit. You can sell, I mean, you can sell tiny houses on Amazon if you really want to.
I've seen listings for them. Okay. So one thing I'm curious. So we talked kind of about how you were in the wedding world, and Stephen, I know you love numbers just like I do. So you're at this wedding, you recognize that you've earned a lot of money passively instead of hauling heavy gear, being away from your family, sweating. Yeah. I mean, all the things that we've been through as wedding photographers. What did it look like 12 months after you launched this store and you start to get these results? Like, what were some of the revenue numbers that actually made you say, like, I'm kind of done shooting weddings and now I'm fully going all in? What did it take for you to hit that?
Yeah, I mean, that first product, again, was very miraculous. It just like was like, wow. And then but that was like we caught the bug, you know, like, you know, you make that first internet money. You're like, OK, we got to figure this thing out. Right. So we had a goal to do $100 a day in 3 months, 500 in I think it was 6 months, and then $1,000 a day by the end of the year. And we were able to hit all those goals. And so we did like low six figures that first year on Amazon, which I think was pretty much pacing with our wedding business at that point. Yeah. And then we started to exceed the wedding business. But, you know, weddings like takes a while to step out of it. Yes. People book those things out really far. And at that point, we were just Amazon evangelists because it was just like this thing was giving us so much peace.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're telling all our wedding photographer friends. I'm teaching my mom how to do it. And that's how Rainmakers really started, was just us being excited about it.
Yeah.
And then it was like a friend of a friend. Now we've had, you know, I think 14,000 people go through our program, like,
oh my God,
and help so many families step into this. But it really just started with that just excitement, which you can still hear to this day.
Yeah. Chelsea, what was it like for you? Because I don't mean this in any slight of the way, Stephen, but I feel like for women, especially for moms of young kids, there is this like desperation to be present, right? Like I almost feel like nowadays, like you even kind of alluded to it earlier, where it's just like, you will never regret this time. And I think so many women, especially women with young children, it's like we feel this urgency of like, I need to be present. I can't miss this. I'm never going to get this time back. And yet so many of us are living in this universe where we don't have passive opportunities. What did it feel like for you to recognize like, wait, there is a different way that doesn't require me booking my life out 2 years in advance. It doesn't require me hustling on the weekends. Like, what was that like for you?
It was the most amazing like relief ever. And I think, yeah, I had a conversation with a mentor friend. We had Kaizen, our youngest, he was a toddler, and I had a newborn. And at that time we were big into like Rainmakers and teaching what we're doing and running our Amazon business. So I think this, even though we have our Amazon business and Rainmakers off and going, I think I always relate with that feeling and that desire. And honestly, this is what like gets me up every single morning and so passionate to share this message that we have of just like of hope and that there is another way. And that I really think that you can have both. You can have be fully present as mom and be fully present and running your business and have it be this successful thing that you're really proud of. And when I was back in having my toddler Kaizen and then having a newborn, I had this conversation with a mentor and I was really wrestling with, I'm ready to step back into work, but I don't want my calendar just to be filled with things and definitely feeling that mom guilt and the struggle of like, oh, my baby's so little. I want to be with him, but I also want to go crush my goals and make money and like serve and all of these things. And she just stopped me and she said, Chelsea, like you will never regret spending more time with your kids. And it was like this guiding compass for me while I make decisions, because I'm very much involved in our business and in leadership and in our team. And I love that. And I love seeing women win, but I've set my schedule up so that I can thrive in our business role, but also as a mom. And so I think that I relate with women in so many ways on it's hard to it's hard to want to balance both. I don't think there is such thing as balancing. It's just like going all in with like my CEO hat and then going all in with my mom hat. And I think that it's important to have, to understand what leverage is, like we talked about earlier, to have that be your guiding compass when you're making decisions about what is the new business opportunity I'm going to go for, or what is the next hire that I'm going to make. Is it allowing me to be freed up to have more leverage, both in my business for my finances and as my role as a wife and a mom, like in my case as well. So, yeah, I feel you. I think there's so many women I know that listen to your podcast like weekly. And I'm just like, I just want to encourage you like that you can totally do this, that there is a way to, it's like this beautiful dance, you know? And I just envision this like woman sitting on the other side, like listening to this podcast on. I envision you with like a beanie on, you just put your babies down. And I just want to like speak hope to you that there's totally hope that there is a way, and look for those leveraged opportunities in your life.
I love that. You guys spoke a little bit about your mastermind. I'm sure there are people that are like, wait, what is this? What do I get? Like, what? Walk me through. What is the Rainmaker Mastermind?
Yeah, the mastermind is like our curriculum. We really take people who want to go deep on this. We always want to make sure it's a good fit for your family. And so we take people on a 12-month really journey. A lot of people even go beyond that. I mean, the kind of bigger picture with Amazon, just to pull it back a little bit, is that we build businesses to sell. And so this is I didn't think this way for so many years in the wedding business. We never thought like we sell this business, you know? But the crazy part with Amazon, you can make money now. You also make money in the future because you're building enterprise value of this brand that you can sell. And so we really have a track that's probably a 3 to 4 year track to really take people to sell. Some people are like lifestyle rainmakers, we call them, where they just like launch a couple products, pays the mortgage, and they're like good. But a lot of our rainmakers launch a couple products and they catch the bug, right? And they're like, I'm going to scale this thing, right? And so we set them up in a way to do that and then find a buyer for the business and sell. So the mastermind is really that, like, kind of take you from zero to multiple six figures. And then we have other programs that'll take you even beyond that. But we pair you up with a coach, a client success manager that really helps you with this product research, because that's the biggest thing people like need to learn, is that skill set of product research, but also like qualifying and like having confidence, like before you place an order for some inventory, like it's scary, you know? So having an expert look at it is really, really key. But we also have community, right? So we have like the mastermind style community where everyone's helping and giving to one another. We have daily coaching calls basically on every phase of the business. So we have our team of experts doing those now. And I'm telling you this stuff, Jenna, because like, but like, I'm kind of like, this is when we started Rainmakers, it was just us like coaching people. And so what we built over the last 5 years is really out of like, how can we serve people at the highest level? And at some point we can only do so much coaching. So we started certifying coaches like Heather, Chelsea told her story, you know, who are in our community. And we're really there with you every step of the journey to support you and to make sure you're not feeling stuck. Cause I think that's the biggest thing, is that when you are going to new things, your brain is like, no, stop, stay comfortable.
Right.
And then you feel, I'm stuck, I'm overwhelmed. So we have like literal things in the course that are just like, if you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed, here's what to do next. Yeah. We even have like a Trello board that's like step by step. Like if you have 5 minutes in your day, we send people a little time block cube. They can set their timer for 5 minutes. They can go to the Trello board and do one thing, you know, and just start moving that needle a little bit towards the business. So that's our Rainmaker Mastermind in a nutshell. There's a lot in there, but
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. When it comes to content creation, you either do it because you love it or because you know it's a powerful business tool. Now, either way, it takes a ton of work. Whether you're building your website from scratch or struggling to manage payments, you need Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate one-stop shop that's been my go-to for almost a decade. Yes, nearly a decade. It's designed to help creators and entrepreneurs build thriving online businesses with steady, recurring income. Whether it's blogging, coaching, or podcasting, Kajabi makes it simple to transform your passion into profitable online courses, exclusive membership sites, and so much more. Over the years, Kajabi has been my rock, from hosting my signature courses like the Pinterest Lab to handling transactions without taking a single penny of my money. That's right. You get to keep 100% of what you earn. With Kajabi, you get powerful analytics, simple payment options, effective email marketing tools, and beautiful website templates that you can customize. And here's a little secret. You don't need a massive following to earn a great income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi who are making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers, and you can be one of them. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/goal. That's kajabi.com/goal. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion today at kajabi.com/goal. Well, and one thing that I love about this is that people can save so much time, energy, frustration, money on the front end of something like this. Because I think what's so interesting and different and probably intimidating about product-based businesses is it takes some really crucial decisions on the front end to reap the rewards on the back end, right? And I think for so many people that are listening, if you don't understand, and I want every listener to understand this, if you can save yourself the time, the money, the frustration, all of those things of making the wrong decisions up front, your reward is going to be so much sweeter, but also you're going to be so much more freed up to stay in your creative zone, right? Mm-hmm. And I just think that that's so powerful. And so many people aren't willing to invest on that front end until they've made mistakes. I always think about like how when I was growing up, my mom would think it was a great idea to like buy box hair dye. And then we would like dye my hair and it would turn like pineapple yellow. And then we'd have to pay double and book in an appointment and do what we should have done in the first place, which was to go get it done, right? And it's like, so many people make those mistakes. And I don't want you to make this if this is something you want to pursue. And I just love how you make it so clear on how to find success and to not make mistakes on the front end so that you can actually reap those rewards on the back end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's huge. I think we learned that the hard way in the early days of our Amazon business. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a lot of mentors.
Yeah.
I remember we were at church one day and I was like, man, Amazon's really going off today. Like the sales are going crazy. The thing is, Amazon, when you look at your app, like they just show you how many units are moving, right? Mm-hmm. And you're not actually looking at like, you know, the profit margin, right? And so we actually had a coupon code that went out into the world for like, it was like 95% off on one of our products.
Yeah.
So that's why we were selling $7,000 of inventory in one day. And we just didn't realize that, you know, until we got home. I was like, this feels weird. We were able to stop some of the orders, but it was just like, man, that one mistake was like a $7,000 mistake. And I'm not sharing that to scare people, but just to go like, you know, if you're going to go into a new territory, it's really good to go with a guide who's already been into that territory.
Right.
Like you can go through the Amazon jungle yourself, or you can walk behind someone who has a machete and it's already cleared the path. Right.
And amen.
So we've just learned that lesson so many times now with all of our areas of business. We're always willing to, you know, find people that figured out the shortcuts mm-hmm. and just follow them.
Yeah. And I even remember like the first conference that we ever went to about just learning how to like optimize our business better. And I had been following this one speaker for a while and they shared like a 10-minute presentation on like 10 steps to like help you in your business. And I remember my hand, like I was scribbling so fast. I took all of those 10 steps and I applied them to our business. And I think we like 10x our income just from what that person just getting in a room with somebody who was further ahead of me. And I think after that moment, Steve and I were like, we are never not investing in mentorship and business coaching because of like the direct ROI in our business. And that of course has that bubble over effect again that we talk about in our marriage, in our life, mm-hmm. in our relationships, because you're always learning. And so it's so powerful investing in yourself.
Amazing. Well, my friends, this was incredible. I want to go make something. I'm so inspired. I'm just so inspired right now that my brain is like, I mean, I don't often leave interviews like feeling like I'm going to go start a business, but like telling you Gold Digger listeners, I want to go start a business and I want you to teach me how to do it. If you go to JennaKutcher.com/Rainmaker Family, that's all one word, Rainmaker Family. JennaKutcher.com/Rainmaker Family. You can learn more about Steven and Chelsea. Where can everybody connect with you, find out more about you and how you serve and follow along with your journey?
Yeah, definitely. We recommend like check out our website, rainmakerfamily.com. Go to that link. Jenna's got all the info there. We have an opportunity. We're doing something special for Jenna's audience. You can get a one-on-one family freedom design session because again, like Jenna, like I'd even look at your stuff and go, is this a good fit? Right. Mm-hmm. We just never want to like, cause we've been in that season of like overextending and like growing sticks. Right. So we want to dig into people's stuff and make sure this is a good pathway that's going to take them towards what that vision of family freedom. Right. Mm-hmm. So the family freedom design session is something we do with all of our mastermind members before they hop into the mastermind, just to look at where are you at right now financially, like what's going on? What are you doing for work? Are you home? Like how much time do you have? Really dig into that and then look at like, what does family freedom look like for you? Mm-hmm. And then let's just see, is Amazon the pathway to get you? Is Rainmakers the mastermind? Is it a pathway to get there? Or even if not, you have a pathway, like you have a design to go, okay, mm-hmm. I have a design for me moving towards family freedom. It involves leverage that's going to help me move in the right direction. So we're doing those for your audience, Jenna, and we have some special stuff cooked up for them as well. So
That's amazing. And I got to say, if you're listening and if your heart was like pulled in a direction, I just feel like nothing happens by chance. Like this was all meant to happen. And I feel like so many times as listeners, we get these pings and these ideas, but we don't take action. And so this is such a simple action that will help you walk away with a plan, regardless of if you create gold earring backs or not, which by the way, that is mine. I'm taking it, I'm running with it. But I'm just so inspired by this and so inspired by your story of leverage. And I feel like you can see it in the path that you've walked, but also the path that you're leading people down. And so just thank you so much for coming on the Gold Digger podcast and sharing all of this with us. Share a little bit about your podcast and your Instagram and where everyone else can find you. I have been a guest on their podcast. It was amazing, as you can imagine. So tell us about that.
Yes, we have podcasts like Jenna mentioned, the Rainmaker Family Show. Go listen to Jenna's episode. I agree. It was amazing. So fun to have you on there. We talk about like leverage in your life and your family and your marriage. We've had so many incredible guests on there from all different backgrounds, not just e-commerce as well. And then you can find us on social media at Chels_Diaz or at Steez Diaz or at the Rainmaker Family.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming on again. JennaKutcher.com/Rainmaker Family. Go check it out. Book your planning session and get it all in. Thank you guys for giving us that opportunity. I am so crazy inspired after today's conversation. I feel like my mind is blown and I'm just thinking about different ways that this could apply for so many people in my life. Here's an interesting stat that I want you to consider. 78% of moms say that they would prefer to work part-time or not work at all. And there's so much pressure on parents these days, but even if you're not a parent, this is an amazing opportunity. It's just a space that I've never really explored, but after listening to Steven and Chelsea share about it, I am so curious. If you want to learn more, again, go to JennaKutcher.com/Rainmaker Family, all one word, JennaKutcher.com/Rainmaker Family, to learn more from Chelsea and Steven. I absolutely loved today's episode. And if you are someone who is disqualifying yourself from even considering that this could work for you, just think that there's someone out there selling earring backs and likely driving $25,000 a month. I hope that's enough of a point for you to take even the first step of action and go to JennaKutcher.com/Rainmaker Family. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Of course, until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.